The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Well, summer has well and truly arrived. If you haven't got plans for the beach in the next couple of days, you might want to rethink your schedule. Joining me now from the Bureau of Meteorology is Jessica Lingard. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
And so it sounds like we've got some scorchers on the way.
We do, yes. So a beautiful top of 33 today, which I think is about as hot as I like it. Tomorrow is going to be a little bit warmer, so 37 degrees on the forecast tomorrow. Beautiful sunny day. And then Wednesday, I think Wednesday is probably going to be the hottest day of the forecast. We currently have 36 degrees, but we will be bumping that up a little bit for our afternoon issue. And then temperatures will decrease as we head towards the end of the week. So 30 degrees on Thursday and 25 degrees by Friday. So I really think if you've got the opportunity and you are one of these people who enjoy sitting out in the baking hot sun, beach days are Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, well, 36, you wouldn't want to stay out there too long or you'd get fried. Make sure to slip, slop, slap. And now the heat is one thing, but are we going to have some humidity as well?
There is a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, so we could see the humidity picking up a little bit, especially on Tuesday, but it doesn't look to be a too humid day, more of a dry heat, as they tell us.
Oh, yeah, well, that's Perth, isn't it? It's that dry heat. And so what is the long-range December forecast looking like?
Look, for the next 3 months, especially so over the summer period, we are looking like a high chance of exceeding our average temperatures, especially around the Perth region. So December, we are looking at it being a slightly warmer than average month, and we could see those conditions continuing through the summer period as well.
Yeah, right, because I know during the winter there was a lot of, you know, I guess it was more urban myth than anything else, people saying, oh, you know what, it means we're going to be in for a hot summer because the winter has been so terrible. But there might actually be some truth to it.
There may well be, yeah. And looking at the minimum temperatures as well, we're looking at really hot nights across most of the country. There is actually only a very small patch of the country that's looking like not exceeding their minimum overnight temperatures. So, yeah, it could be really, really warm for the summer, but time will tell, I suppose.
Yeah, when I hear that, Jessica, when I think it's going to be hot summer nights, I think beer gardens.
Hey, yeah. Now you're talking my language.
So there we go. All right, from the Bureau of Meteorology, Jessica Lingard, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries.